This is Davin's Den.
Alrighty, thank you for hanging out with us on Davin's Den. We were having a good time, a fun, lively conversation about COVID-19, because that's all there is in our world. But now we're going to move on to something else light and fluffy. Racism! Yay! America full of virus and racism. Come visit, won't you stay? Oh, God. Alright, but Mississippi is taking a huge step. It's taking a little longer, but they're Mississippi. They have voted to change their flag, which in their flag has a smaller Confederate flag. Woo! So Pip is going to tell us about that.
Okay, well, Mississippi to remove state flag, the last to display the Confederate battle emblem. The Mississippi... easy for me to say.
Not so easy, is it?
The Mississippi State Legislature voted on Sunday to replace its state flag, the last in the nation to display the Confederate battle emblem. The removal of this flag marks the latest Confederate symbol to topple in the weeks following George Floyd's death, as activists have called for a reexamination of the racism that exists in all corners of society. The bill passed by a vote of 91-23 in the House and 37-14 in the Senate. The bill now goes to the desk of Governor Tate Reeves. I was distracted by his first name, Tate, like Tater Tot.
Really?
It just jumped out at me. Sorry.
Wow, somebody's hungry.
Saturday morning said he would sign the legislation into law, reversing this resistance to a legislature-led change to the flag. Mississippians will vote on a replacement flag in the November election. According to the legislation, the current flag design cannot be an option. I would guess a lot of you don't even see that flag in the corner right there, said Mississippi State Representative Ed Blackman, who is black, during public comment on Saturday. There are some of us who notice it every time we walk in here, and it's not a good feeling. Up until earlier this month, the majority of Mississippians favored keeping the flag, which prominently features the battle flag of the Army of North Virginia. In 2001, voters decided 2-1 in a ballot measure to keep the flag as is, many arguing it as a nod to their ancestors who fought for Mississippi in the Civil War. But a recent wave of influential business, religious, and sports leaders condemning the flag, including the Southeastern Conference and the National Collegiate Athletic Association, prompted a change of heart. By Thursday, polling showed 55% of Mississippians wanted a change, according to the state's Chamber of Commerce. Many symbols of the Confederacy have vanished in the wake of Floyd's death. Earlier this month, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam announced his intention to remove a towering statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee from Richmond's historic Monument Avenue. Military leaders have said they were open to renaming forts named after Confederate generals, a proposal that's been rejected by President Trump. NASCAR announced it would prohibit the display of the Confederate flag during races and other events, writing in a statement that the flag's presence runs contrary to our commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment. But now is the Confederate flag more on display than in nowhere? Nowhere is the Confederate flag more on display than in Mississippi, the last remaining state to include the design on its official state flag. As other southern states have retired designs that included the symbol, Mississippi has been the lone holdout, even as institutions across the state have voluntarily pulled it down. Following the attack on black parishioners by a white supremacist in a South Carolina church, all of Mississippi's public universities and many cities have stopped flying the ensign. But The flag still flies in front of many public buildings, including the state capitol building and the governor's mansion. Mississippians had previously been resistant to changing the flag, citing the state's history. But activists argued that the flag has been co-opted and now is used as a symbol of white supremacy, the Jim Crow South, and racism, and violence that black Americans still face. My ancestors were beaten and traumatized, and it was under that flag, said Jarius Adams, 22, a political activist that advocated for the change. There are a lot of moments when I'm not proud to be from Mississippi, but this is definitely a moment that I'm extremely proud to be from Mississippi. So that the state has decided, it seems like at least 55% of the populace has changed their mind since 2001 when they originally had the vote to keep the flag. They've decided that it no longer stands for what they're proud of.
Well, and businesses and sports leagues were pulling out. But listen, man, I think it's a good thing. Does anybody not think this is good? Joe?
No, I think it's great.
It's very topic by topic with all of this, where, like I said, I feel with statues, and it's a teaching point, of a certain point in time. However, with a state flag, I think that it's time has come to change. I think it's very weird on a government symbol such as a state. I don't think it belongs there. If a heritage thing or a teaching point, or if you want to show that flag just as a point of heritage in a non-governmental setting, I think that's fine, just due to Southern heritage. But on the state flag, I think, since everybody, seceded back to the Union, I think that, it's time for it to change.
Now, we actually agree on this, but where I'm gonna pick a nit with you is, we got to stop with the friggin' heritage thing. Enough. We have to be able to look at people and go, you know what? Your heritage was racist. That, you don't see descendants of Nazis going, well, I have the SS flag because of my heritage. No! They're a fucking shame. That's what you should do. Sometimes you have bad heritage. At worst case, if you're so attached to your shitty ancestors, displayed in your house. If that's your thing, displayed in your house. But we don't need, your heritage is wrong. The world has decided you were wrong. Don't keep on perpetuating these wrongs. You don't have to be a shit stain because you come from shit stains. You can be better. But if you can continue to embrace the shit stainy behavior, you're a shit stain.
You know what, though? But what comes next? It seems that everybody, basically there was the whole thing during the Civil War is what led to it was the North trying to put down the South. Now, slavery was a part of it, but what was not the major cause of it.
Yes, it was, Joe. Yes, it was. It was the major cause of it. Slavery was the major cause of it. You could bring in economics, but here's the thing. Your economy works much better when your help is working for free. Your plumbing company would make a lot more money if they didn't have to pay you for your talents. But thankfully, they do, because you're an equal human being, and you deserve to be respected and compensated and not whipped when you have a bad day. At worst, maybe a tongue lashing, but certainly not a whipping lashing. Your heritage sucks. If you're hanging on to this, but my proud heritage, nay, nay, you're ashamed heritage. And I would say the same thing to a Nazi. Go, where does it end? I'll tell you where it ends. When we move on from things where people are treating other people less than human. I'm willing to talk about, heritage and our ancestors and where you come from if it's things I don't agree with. That's fine. But when your heritage, when the shining moment of your heritage is treating other people as less than, whether it's exterminating them in camps or auctioning them off and raping them and whipping them, your heritage sucks.
But my thing is, but suddenly over 155 years later, we're all outraged over this.
Did you not hear the first segment of the show, Joe?
Yes.
We're stupid. We're stupid. We're not a very bright people. This shit should have been apparent 400 years ago, But it wasn't. It wasn't to the vast majority of human beings. But we are evolving. 10 years ago, if you would have told me we've seen aliens, we would have all agreed, we don't want to go on that ship. But now we've evolved 10 years and we go, fucking sign me up. Do I have to take a number like it's a deli? How do I do? Can I bring lube for the probing? We are evolving. Things are changing. It's okay.
But when you look at, and all through the years looking at the flag, you would see the Confederate flag and it's like, all right, we get it. They lost. You got your pride, but you lost. And to me, the Confederate flag was just, you lost. You want to fly the flag, it's fun to pretend, but you lost.
Right, but we see it like that because it's not oppressive to us. But members of our community, fellow citizens, are saying we feel oppressed by it because the people flying that flag still treat us less than, still call us the N-word, still have derogatory things to say about. So none of us have felt that sting.
The hatred groups do, and the same thing with the hatred groups that fly the Nazi flag. It's like, but you look at that and go, all right, we get it.
Because we get it. Until one of them fucking walks into a synagogue in Pittsburgh and shoots a bunch of people. Until they drag another black guy or lynch another black guy. You know what? At some point, you got to go, we have moved on past this. We are not the nation our forefathers set us out to be with that lofty, beautiful document, the Constitution. But we are evolving. Hey, we gave women the right to vote. Who knew we could fucking do that? Hey, we gave black people the right to vote. Who knew we could do that? We are evolving. That's a good thing. All right, that's the heritage thing. I was surprised that we still had a state flag with the Confederacy in it, to be honest with you.
Well, this debate, but so am I.
It's like, why do you want to keep waving the flag going, we lost,
you know what it is?
Like I said at the beginning, I'm like, yeah, I can understand why it needs to go,
yeah. And here's what it is. This isn't mine. It was another comic. I don't know who it was, but I saw a comic quoting comic on Facebook. Basically, what the Confederate flag is, it's a participation trophy. That's what you're waving. You're waving your participation trophy. You lost. Oh, suck it up, Buttercup. You can join the winning team. You know what it's like? It's like when the Yankees were on their run in the late 90s, and they were beating up on the shitty teams. You know what you did if you were a free agent? You joined the winning team. That's what you did. We're still taking applications. Everybody can join the winning team. We're not winning right now. I know we were promised winning, but look around. We're not winning. But we're going to win again, and you can join this team. We embrace you. You just got to put the little flaggy away. You got to put that away. You got to put away the gray costume, except if you're doing a reenactment. We welcome reenactments. We all like theater, especially where it's outside. You get less COVID-19 that way. You could still do that, but you're no longer stars and bars. You're stars and stripes. Team America. You know, we're the South, where your sons and daughters go to defend Team America. You can all join Team America.
You know what? There is one place where I would like to see the Confederate flag hung. I want people who still believe in all that stuff to hang it off their front porch so that when we're buying houses, we know where not to move.
Oh, they still do that.
I don't live next to that.
Don't worry, dear. I'll be touring the South eventually. If you'd like, I'll take pictures for you.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know. But it's like, thank you. That's like a red flag. It happens to have bars and stripes, too. But it's like a great red flag to stay away from.
Now, Joe's talking about all of a sudden we're outraged. He's been saying this for a while. Honestly, I think the majority, not all of us Americans, but the majority of us are ready to move past the Civil War. I think the majority of us are like, you know what? That was kind of fucked up. Let's do right.
Yeah.
Let's do right. Let's move together forward as a nation because we really don't feel that way anymore and we don't want to go back to that. So, listen, maybe George Floyd was the catalyst. I don't know. Kind of sad that it has to be. But if that's what it fucking... sometimes you need a splash of cold water in the face. If the murder of George Floyd was the splash of cold water, then that guy's more a hero. He was in death than
no,
he was ever going to be in life.
Splash of cold water. Basically what it is you have everybody so bored, shitless, sitting at home that everything has been like a runaway train, okay? And also it gets to the point where does it end? Where does it end? All right, you know, you don't want me to put a Confederate, I mean, yeah, on a public building. But it's just getting out of hand, where it's like a runaway train where every, I mean, it's going to get to the point where everybody is going to feel every offended by everything.
But we'll get to those stories. We'll get to those stories. Don't jump ahead. We'll get to those stories. Right now we're talking about on government buildings where we all agree. Listen, if you want to hang a Confederate flag from your flagpole at your house, I got no problem with it. Identify yourself if that's what you want to do. We all agree, though. On government buildings, nay, nay. Now, here's something I'm not really thrilled with. So they had a couple of choices what they could put on the flag, what they have to. They're getting two choices. One of the things that has to be on the flag, the new Mississippi flag, is "In God We Trust." And I understand it's on our money. I understand it's on our money. And Pip has let out a moan. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, is that really representing everybody in Mississippi?
No.
I mean,
no, it is not.
And we have a separation in our Constitution between church and state. And last time I checked, Mississippi was a state. So, I mean, I don't understand. And I might be in the minority on this, and that's fine. I just don't think it should be on a flag. That's my opinion, though.
No, it should not. It shouldn't be on the goddamn money either.
Well, it's not going to be if you say goddamn.
Pick your bedpost.
This is a chair.
Oh, pick your chair.
It needs to be stripped.
It looks
Ooh!
Like...
Ooh, put it on a pole.
Looks like an excited clit.
Now, in God we trust... What was that a condition? Who made that condition?
I'm guessing
in the 1950s they put that on the money.
No, he's talking about now, Miss.
Not on the money.
I think legislature. I think they haggled and horsed around to get to the point where they could get rid of the old flag, and they said, "Well, if we're going to get rid of the old flag, this has to be on the new." So the two conditions are yes. Now I remember the two conditions are it has to say "In God We Trust," and the Confederate flag cannot be part of the design. Listen. I believe in separation in church and state. More and more people are agnostic and atheist, and more and more people who are God-fearing are clinging on to that. It's just not my cup of tea.
Well, if it's more, you know, you're dealing with religion is very big. As you know, when we travel, I mean, you know, we get out of state. Jesus Christ, we get like into Ohio, which religious music, you can't even, you know, that's how we got God or Lover. Listen to all that. So if you're down there and it's, you know, mostly, you know, a very religious state, you know, it might have to be a concession. I mean, you're solving one problem and creating another. However, if you're down where religion is very big, you know, you put in God We Trust, it's, you know, you're cutting the deal.
All right, I got another one for you, Joe. This one's just for you because I know how Pip and I feel about this. So it's just for you. Should President Trump ban the Confederate flag from his rallies?
Yes.
Okay.
It's an optic. You know, right now it's an optic.
It's always an optic. We always see it.
Yeah. I mean, it should be banned.
Now, the argument would be freedom of speech. That would be the argument. But it is a private event. As we've seen, and justifiably so, he can kick out whoever he wants. So he has full control of that. Okay. So we all agree. Very interesting. All right. Very good. Good discussion. Let's do School of Fools. I'll handle this one. I found this story very interesting. So the national spotlight has been on Tyler Independent School District Board of Trustees after a student athlete announced she would not compete for the school under the name Robert E. Lee. Sophomore Trudy Lamb was quickly joined by other students, athletes, and alumni saying they will no longer represent the name. Her friend and cross-country teammate Huan Knight is standing beside her. In the summer of 2017, Knight's older brother spoke before the school board, thank you, about the pain he felt having his name associated with the Confederate general. Bear with me, please stand by, as I am turning pages. Anyway, 3 years later, Lamb and Huan find themselves speaking to the board and feel they aren't listening. Lamb said that after discussing with Knight ways to garner support for the name change, they settled on writing the board. After Lamb's mother, Laura Owens, asked if she could share it on Facebook, what happened then was so much more than they could have imagined. Within days, Lamb was being contacted by media outlets all over the United States and even overseas. It was crazy. I was freaking out, Lamb said. I didn't even know what to do. I was so nervous. Even though she was caught off guard by all the attention, she pushed past the nerves because she said the message was too important. This has bothered me for a long time because Robert E. Lee was for slavery and he was terrible to black people and made me feel like disgusted. Why would I want to support a person who didn't support me or black people? In her letter to the board, Lamb addresses the school's alma mater song, which directs students to praise Lee. Robert E. Lee, we raise our voice in praise of your name. May honor and glory ere guide you to fame. Well, he got famous. I'll give him that. Lamb and Knight said said this conversation did not start 3 years ago. Students and community members have been fighting the Confederate imagery associated with the school since at least the 1970s. As part of the federal desegregation order forcing Tyler ISD to integrate in 1970, the school also was ordered to remove Confederate imagery, which was heavily tied into the school's identity. Yearbooks show students waving the Confederate flag, wearing Confederate uniforms, participating in antebellum recreations, students wearing blackface, and even a student at a pep rally wearing a Ku Klux Klan robe and a skit purported to portray the opposite of the Selma March of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. One speaker at the June Board of Trustees, one speaker said the board was continuing to take away their history. Y'all took away our flag away at the school. Then you took our mascot away. Now you want to take away the name Robert E. Lee, Ron Perdue said as he addressed the board. That night, hundreds of protesters gathered to demonstrate outside the board meeting, pushing for a change. Perdue was among only three speakers in opposition out of the 41 who signed up to speak. I think if I'm willing to go as far as it takes for the name to be changed, Lamb said. Generations later, it's been going on for so many years. The time is now. We need to change it now. Knight agreed and said not wearing the name Robert E. Lee on their jersey was a small price to pay because they were ashamed to wear it to begin with. They can still run unattached, but without at least three of the school's fastest students on board, Lee will not get the points they earn. I feel like what else do they want from the student community or the student voice? We're willing to put in however much we can, however much effort, Knight said. At this point, we just don't know what we're going to do, but we're willing to do the work. They said students already are planning other ways to demonstrate that will have a material impact on the district because they feel their voices aren't being heard. Options could include actions such as sit-ins or student walkouts during the school year. Most of the people that I've talked to that have not supported me throughout this are like, that's my history, that's my heritage, Lamb said. What about the black community? What about my heritage? She pointed out that Tyler ISD and Robert E. Lee High School's demographics are majority black and Hispanic. Our history matters and our culture matters, Knight said. It shows that the board members don't care, that the black community does not matter to them. Lamb said their coach has been supportive, and board vice president Aaron Martinez has responded to the letter thoughtfully, but the rest of the board has not. She also said her principal, Dr. Dan Crawford, had been supportive of her. People have been asking for this since 1971, Lamb said. Lamb said, I'm hoping it will be a name we can all be proud of. They can call a special meeting if they want to. No, they just keep making excuses. They said the argument that the cost was too prohibitive is frustrating because the board chose not to act during the construction of the facility. 2 years ago, we asked, in 2017-2018, we asked for the name to be changed, but now they're saying it's already up and already a problem. I said, how can you put a cost on ethics? Well, that's easy. It's called politics. Owens said that as a parent, her role is just to support her daughter and is proud that this continues to be a student-led movement. I would like to take just a moment as a parent and make sure these children are safe, to call on board president Wade Washman to call a special meeting. He can do that and give 72 hours notice, Owen said. Don't hide behind vacations. Don't punt the ball. Stand on the right side of history. Call a meeting. Call a vote. These students are not going to compromise with Tyler Lee. Owens also said she would like two board members to address photos circulating on social media, one showing what she feels is a Confederacy-themed wedding and another about a trustee's family allegedly donating a Confederate battle flag once used at the school. As a parent, a taxpayer, and a business owner here in the community, we love our community. I want to be as proud of Tyler ISD as we are of these students, Owen said. Lamb and Knight said they also want to see the names change at other schools with ties to the Confederacy, but they are starting with Lee because his image has been glorified. Lamb said the image of Lee doesn't match the historical accounts of his treatment of slaves or the way he wrote about black people. I feel like they don't include everything in history classes. They make Robert E. Lee sound like he was a hero, she said. The history of slavery is not written about as brutal. It's almost glorified. Their history books have essentially been whitewashed. She said their history books talk about the achievements of the South and slave owners, but not the terrible things slaves were subjected to. Lamb said that as an immigrant from Ghana, where slavery began, she has seen firsthand the atrocities Africans were subjected to. I am from Ghana, Africa, where slavery first began. I came to America in 2014. I have stood in the dungeon of the slave castle and seen the 3-foot urine and feces stains on the walls where my brothers and sisters were kept. I've been in the tiny hole at the top of the ceiling where they would throw food into the captured souls. I've walked through the gate of no return where over
like being on the road.
Yeah. Where over 12 million of my brothers and sisters were kidnapped.
Oh my god.
Wow. That's a special type of awful. Anyway, I've walked through the gate of no return where over 12 million of my brothers and sisters were kidnapped, never to return back to their home. I have worked the very fields and fetched water for my family from the very places my people were kidnapped. She hopes at the time the board will listen to the students impacted by the name Robert E. Lee and the message his name sends. It's time for schools named after Confederacy to change their name. Listen, man, I think they make a powerful argument. We talked about that. We talked last week where schools were renaming after Washington and Jefferson, and we said, well, you know, I understand it, and if they voted for it, that's fine, but we personally wouldn't do that because we acknowledge the great achievements that Jefferson and Washington add to this country, even though they were flawed human beings. We all agreed on that one. Listen, man, I mean, you got a school that's predominantly minority. The students don't want to represent you. The community, a lot of the people in the community doesn't represent you. Like we said before, you lost. Change it. Make it something inclusive. Make it something about the town. Call it School Hibiscus. I don't give a shit. You don't have to make
Here's the deal, and you got to hear me out on this, okay? Basically, Lee was instrumental on getting all the southern states back in, and he was for education of African-American people, of the slaves. Now, with that being said, my whole argument has been with a lot of the topics, well, suddenly we're offended. In this case, not so much. The school apparently has had a history of, you know, problems with racism in the school, and as you just pointed out, is predominantly black, and I believe Hispanic, black
yes.
and Hispanic. In that case, it really is a problem. And if the school should be renamed, if it's going to be that much, you know, if they had a history of this, back in the 70s, there was a problem with it. There was a couple of skits that were kind of in poor taste. I think that the school should be renamed. There is enough there where it is a compelling case to rename the school, just because in that school it has been a problem. And like I say, my case is, well, all of a sudden, this has been a problem since the 70s. Rename the school and be done with it.
All right. I think we all agree.
Absolutely.
All right, I don't think so,
Pip. I don't believe you. I think you want that name to stay.
Well, you know what? I think they're a bunch of babies, actually. Because when I went to school at Dachau High School, you know, some of the Jewish students had a problem with it. And I thought, you bunch of babies. You pussies. I don't see a problem with it. I'm part German. It's part of my history, my tradition. It's a nice German name for a school. Why can't we be Dachau High School?
I remember the story you told me, Pip.
You get your troublemakers.
Pip, I remember the story you told me where you guys used to play in the schoolyard. Red Rover, send Juden right over. I remember you telling me that story.
It was the most popular pastime when we were children.
Except for the Judens, it was, because they never won.
Well, we would purposely trip them and then take away their lunch.
But, Pip, it's your heritage. It's your heritage.
It is my heritage, javol. Right. But, you know what? I can't help it that these big babies decided to make such a fuss that they changed the name of the high school. What can you do?
Snowflakes. All right, I'm glad we all agree on that one. The young lady, Trudy Lamb, I saw her interviewed. But she makes a powerful case. Good for her. Good for the kids. You know, and this goes, we've had this argument through the years where, you know, Joe will be like, what's the problem with kids today? And I used to make it, especially when I was coaching.
Well, if it was that young lady and it was just her that had the problem with it. There would be a bit of a debate on it, but that was the last straw. That's the last straw.
In
the whole thing. And like I said, this has been going on for the 70s. Just rename the damn place and be done with it.
They got to stop with the Confederate names. You know what? It's fun for a car on an 80s TV show. Everything else, not so much. All right. What? We're having fun. All right. Mock slave auctions. Wow. All right. This is an interesting one. Dozens of UK educational institutions and charities have endorsed mock slave auctions for, quote, depraved entertainment and fundraising purposes, Huffington Post UK reveals. As the national call for imperial statues to fall intensifies, participants within organizations have been reenacting a brutal element of slavery that saw buyers inspect and purchase people with the intention of keeping them in bondage to do their bidding. Charities including Comic Relief, Marie Curie, and NHS nonprofit group have all been embroiled in the scandal, as well as a number of rural grammar schools. A newly formed campaign, No Slave Auctions, has compiled a list of organizations seen by the Huffington Post, which have been staged and encouraged these events. A spokesperson said that these auctions are further proof of how entrenched racism is in the UK. The more we start looking into this, the more we realize that this is an ongoing thing that's happening. As we start to do a bit of research, we were really quite shocked at how prevalent these events are and how many national charities are endorsing or actively encouraging. As part of the wider debate that's going on about racism in the UK and the embedded culture of racism that is in every part of our society, we want to highlight this. A lot of people ask, where is the racism in our society? And I think this is a prime example. So then what they do is, then they list a bunch of these organizations and schools that recently had them. And I'm not going to go through them because they're lengthy. You can find the article yourself.
Yeah, boy, there's a lot of shit here.
Yeah, there's a lot. You just got to trust me. This is very prevalent. And then pretty much all the they would contact these organizations and pretty much go, oh, we had no idea that was on our website. My oh my, we should take that down. It's like every one of them, like, what, 2019?
Oh, yeah.
You say on our website? No. Like apparently their webmaster was really a fucking master.
Oh my god. We would not have something like that. Get the fucking web guy on the phone.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean,
they would never, ever get him on the fucking phone.
Yeah.
So then, I'm not going to go.
Gary Key over here.
Get him on the fucking phone.
So I've seen something similar to this, mostly on TV. On sitcoms, where, like, invariably in all these sitcoms that went more than 3 years, they ran out of ideas, and they had an episode where somebody had to be auctioned off, whether it was because they were good-looking as a date, or they lost something, and they all did that shit. And I always thought, well, that's kind of weird. But I never thought...
Well, hold on. Auctioned off, or you win a date with the person.
Well, it's still the same thing.
Different.
Well... Listen, in all these things, the slaves are all volunteering, unlike real slavery. That's the thing you have to understand. In these charities, they're not like taking people off the street and holding them up there and they're real slaves. All these people are volunteering to do it, as opposed to real slave. But no, various things, you have to clean a house, you have to go on a date, whatever the fuck it was. And it always struck me as weird. But now, with the lens of today, as Joe likes to say, you know, all of a sudden we're outraged, I kind of look at it and go, yeah, that was kind of a bad idea. I could see how that's offensive.
Well, listen, you know, if we're talking about, the calling it a slave auction, ew! And if it's like, oh, haha, I have to make dinner for you, but calling it a slave auction, gross. Now, the ones where they're auctioning off people for a date, I always kind of thought that was weird. I'm like, what's implied with this date? I mean, that's almost like now we're going to have people that are, against the slave trade, which is a real thing today, you know, saying you can't do that because that's just like the real problem that we have. But we're not there yet. But I found it kind of personally gross to auction, give away a date, auction off a date for charity ew, find another way. But like a slave auction? Are you kidding me?
That's really? Yeah, that's a little crazy. I mean, with the whole date thing, it's like, well, you go on a date, you know. So it's up to the person whether they want to participate in the raffle to get the date with the person. But
right.
a slave auction. There ain't no way to sugarcoat that. Not enough baby powder to sprinkle on that.
Well, we all agree on that, and here's what I would say about the auctioning off for a date. You have to remember, human trafficking is still a real fucking thing in this world.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Where young men and women are sold or taken or kidnapped and become sex slaves. A lot of the porn, those are sex slaves. So you know what? If we're in this moment and Joe's like saying, well, all of a sudden we're realizing, maybe we are realizing. Let's do better. There's more fun. You know what? Don't have a slave auction. Don't have a date auction. Book a comedy show. We should do that. Book a comedy show to raise some money. And sure, we're comics are working for slave wages, but they're still getting paid. And the only time they're going to die is if they suck on stage. And that's because you people did it, not the person who hired them.
Well, you know what? That's a little self-serving.
No, not at all.
But I'm with you because it's all of these things. It's not that nobody noticed before or nobody was hurt by these things before. It's that we're evolving and we're starting to take a look at things and saying, you know what, let's not call it the paddy wagon because a majority of the police officers at one point in time were Irish. You know what I mean? Like, let's not say you're an Indian giver. Let's not use these, you know, racist phrases anymore. Let's evolve. And then by the same token, you know, take a look at these things and say, oh, hell, you know what? I never looked at it that way before, but that's kind of gross.
You know,
and ignorant.
And the final thing on this, I'll just say, all these companies, all these charities and schools, like, me, oh my, I had no idea. Bullshit, you knew. You knew. You gladly took the money. You knew. Stop your fucking bullshit. You're not enough. Enough. You were fucking briefed to talk about some other shit that's on the headlines these days.
You were briefed.
Don't fucking say you had no idea, and then when we prove that you had an idea, go, yeah, but it doesn't really matter. You knew. Just knock it off. Stop it. We all agree on that. That's good, right? We all agree on that. Enough with the slave auctions.
Yeah.
Can make money other ways.
Enough with the slave auction. I do feel some terms like paddy wagon or, you know, but it's just to pass the term, you know, it's that not everybody's going to get offended at that. Not a whole lot of people are going to get offended. A very small majority. I mean, everything has got to be taken case by case because it's going to get to the point where you won't be able to say a fucking thing because somebody's going to roll their eyes.
Well, let's get to that story.
However, having a slave auction, you can't have that.
I'm not putting them on the same level at all. I'm just saying that there are terms, there's language that we use, there are things that we've done that it's like, oh, that the homie don't play that anymore.
Well, that's
you
why.
Can't.
Well,
getting back to the date thing, it's a very weird thing where you could win a date with somebody. I think if you want to have it, I could care less. But I do think it's kind of archaic. Where you want to date with somebody, you know, it's kind of in this day and age. And you would think something like that would be phased out due to popularity, where you would have that and go, that didn't work out too well. We won't do that, you know. Just due to the thing that it's kind of archaic, you know.
All right, let's move on. We're going down a list here. So far, we all agree. So far, we've all think these are very good cases. Let's see as we move on. The Houston Association of Realtors will use primary to describe bedrooms and bathrooms on its listing service and replace the word master. The move comes after several members raised the issue and called for a review, according to CNN affiliate KPRC. Amid increasing calls for racial justice, master has fallen out of favor due to its association with slavery. The Court of Master Sommeliers, which grants wine stewards the sought-after Master Sommelier title following the passage of an exam, said it will no longer use the term before a sommelier's last name. The HAR hasn't banned the word master. It will allow members to continue to use it in photo descriptions or marketing materials, KPRC reported. Maybe it's me. I just don't always associate the word master with slavery. Sometimes I associate the word master with somebody who has accomplished a very high skill level like sommeliers. I don't think of like slaves. I think of they really know everything about wine. I don't think of that somebody was getting whipped as they were spitting and drinking wine. I think you got to pick your spots.
It's real, and you're absolutely right. It's horse shit.
I don't think I said that.
That was a leap. We were right into horse shit.
Joe saw a wall, and he was the Kool-Aid man. He plowed right through that shit. And Joe Biden's like, hold on. Joe Biden's like, hold on. Joe doesn't think I can run one of these. Wait for me. I'm going to show him and get that vote.
Well, that's hysterical. Because it's legit. I have never known, anybody have I ever known related a master bedroom to slavery. Okay? The master bedroom is a master of the house. Basically, I would say it's more of an English setting, like of an estate. It's the master, you know, it's the master bedroom. It's the lead bedroom, the master of the house. You know? It's like, look, if you have, well, this room here, this is the slave quarters. All right, we get it. You can't call it that. Call it the auxiliary bedroom. But, you know, the master,
this is the slave quarters. Holy shit, would I run?
Yeah, back off. This is the slave score. You know, all right, we get it. We can't put that in the brochure. But it's, you know, but never, ever have I ever said, you know, master bedroom is to be like it's a plantation. What I have equated it to is like upper class English, upper class living with the master of the house.
Joe, I will show you how I am more woke than you. We will disagree. I no longer masturbate. I primary bait because I'm number one.
Oh, God.
You workshopped. I tried.
Hey, listen, I didn't say anything when you put the docking joke in. I saw it on Facebook. I let it go. Now you're going to call me out? Fuck you.
No. You got a line out. I couldn't find a line that I thought was good enough.
Listen, here's the thing. I think you got to pick your battles. Really, what racial justice is being served by switching master to primary? We got bigger fish to fry.
This is reaching. It's like, I think the people who make Master Lock are going to have to, like, have a talk at corporate. Come on.
Now,
let's get
now, the
this
only
is getting
way
stupid.
I would use primary bathroom. Is in my house. The bathroom off of my bedroom is smaller than the bathroom in my hallway. You know, so it's not a master bathroom. I mean, the master bathroom would be the one off the hall. That's the one I use because the other one is pink, and I got to save up and redo the bathroom. But nonetheless, you know, it's like, you know, in a house, I never even crossed my mind. To think that was racist.
Now, to play devil's advocate, you could say it never crossed our mind because of white privilege. And there might be some value to that. I've never, and, you know, because of the technology limitations and having to broadcast live, we haven't had certain African-American guests that I'd like to have on here. But I've had, you know, many discussions about race with my African-American friends. And it's never, master bedroom has never come up in the list of things that they think is wrong and grievances. It's never come up.
You know,
it'll be really interesting. Sorry. If we had like African American real estate agent friends, it would be really interesting.
I actually do.
If that ever bugged them.
I actually do. That reminds me. I should reach out to one. Now that I think about it, I do have one.
Oh, well, ask. I would be interested in hearing what they think about that.
Okay. Is that it?
Sorry, done? Joe, I stumbled all over what you were saying. Sorry.
No, you just stumbled all over, period. But nonetheless. Kidding. No,
shots fired.
Yeah, it indicates the size of the room. This is the master bedroom. And when you show a house, you want to say master bedroom. Primary bedroom? It really isn't saying that that's the lead, the primary bedroom. It could be the smaller one by a certain thing. You know,
no, I think it says the same thing. I think it says the same thing. You think of the big,
yeah.
In both cases, I think of the biggest one. But, you know, listen.
Let's say you walk into a house and there are houses that have the bedroom on the first floor and then have two other bedrooms upstairs. You walk in, this is the primary bedroom. Well, is it the master bedroom or the primary means it's the closest one and the one that might be used more. It doesn't it give an indication of size. Where master bedroom, that's the master bedroom.
I think
it's a good switch. You know, I mean, that people would understand what you're talking about if you use that. It might be white privilege talking, but I never thought about it in these terms. Like, you know, I've never heard, like you said, take the slave quarters out of the brochure. I never thought about it as that kind of master.
I like the primary bedroom. It's very nice. Where do you keep the stocks?
Well, you know, I will say.
Sometimes somebody needs a learning, you know.
I will say, as a Jew, and knowing the story of Anne Frank, where she hid in attics, maybe we shouldn't call it an attic anymore. Maybe we should call it upstairs place where we put our shit. Maybe that would be a better thing.
No, attic is fine. I mean, if it's the first place they take you because you're a Jew, you'll like it. You might want to see this first. I mean, you know, it's a little thing.
You might want to see this first.
We call it the attic. We don't call it the Jew hiding room. You know, it's like.
You know what? Either way, I would know what you were talking about.
It sounds cool. It's hard to find. It's plenty of places to hide. Yeah.
The Jew hiding room. Yep. Ye old Jew hiding room, just off the master bedroom.
As a matter of fact, there's a little sign over the door, which kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a smart family who lived here, but their heart was in the right place.
Their heart was in the right spot.
All right. And then this will be our final story. And so we've all pretty much agreed so far tonight.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, it most certainly is. Well, this one will tear us apart. Let's hope. Walmart is facing heat for selling T-shirts that feature variations of the Black Lives Matter slogan, including All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, Irish Lives Matter, and Homeless Lives Matter. The backlash erupted on social media where users criticized the world's largest retailer for allegedly mocking the Black Lives Matter movement, which has come to symbolize a call to action against racism and police killings of black people in America. The slogan was born after the controversial killing of Trayvon Martin in Florida in 2012. Last week we were trying to figure out what year? 2012. And hey, if you haven't heard about it, we talked about that in 2012 too with Anthony Cumia. Extra bonus. I remember being in the compound talking about that shit. And Pip and I were on the right side of history, as we usually are. Anyway. Anyway, since then, Black Lives Matter has become a rallying cry, most recently by protesters nationwide and around the world in the aftermath of George Floyd's killing at the hands of law enforcement in Minneapolis. The T-shirts are being sold online by Walmart.com and Walmart Canada online. In a comment to CBC, Walmart Canada said, "It stands against any form of racism or discrimination. We promote listening, seeking to understand, embracing individual differences. Today, our third-party marketplace has a number of items with variations on the phrase, Lives Matter. We will continue to review those items to ensure compliance with our terms and conditions." As of Thursday afternoon, and I can tell you as of yesterday, the All Lives Matter T-shirts, were no longer visible in Walmart Canada. But in the United States, they were. All these shirts were visible, including Black Lives Matter and the USA version of it. Walmart said in an email that its online marketplace includes third-party sellers who must pass review based on a number of criteria before they are approved to sell its items on Walmart.com, mostly that they are made in China. Those include ensuring the products they sell comply with applicable laws, regulations, legal requirements, and generally accepted industry standards. Walmart said sellers can't post illegal or prohibited products. Well, that kind of leaves a big loophole. What's prohibited? Still, third-party sellers have gotten Walmart in trouble before. Yeah, we know. They've gotten in trouble before. T-shirts bearing All Lives Matter and Irish Lives Matter slogans are also selling on Amazon. Amazon did not comment. Here's the point of contention I would have. The use of the word mocking. I don't look at these shirts being on there as mocking. I look at them being on there as capitalism. I don't think there was much of a...
They're just trying to make a buck, or in Walmart Canada, 80 cents. That's all they're trying to do.
Yeah, funny. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any social conscience behind it. And you could say, well, there should be. But yeah, that's not really what Walmart's known for. So.
The Walton family sucks. They're not known for their big conscience.
No, I mean, if you have these shirts, like, right next to an I'm a Stupid shirt, you could give a shit less. you're just trying to make a buck.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? There's nothing stopping them from having their stupid opinion about, you know, what's valid or not. You know, that it's whoever the marketplace will dictate in this particular case. If somebody wants to walk around saying Irish lives matter, why this has to be pointed out, I'm not sure. But if somebody walks around, they feel like they want to wear this shirt, you know what? Go down the Jersey boardwalk in a normal year and look at all the stupid T-shirts that are hanging out there. And it's like, if people want to buy them, they'll spend the money, and that's how capitalism works. But do I like them? No. But I don't think that they don't have the right to sell them.
The question is, well, is this similar to the Confederate flag, where they took them off a bunch of websites, saw a lot of merchandise with the Confederate flag? I would say no, not yet. I get it why some people might be pissed off, but again, we got bigger fish to fry. This is not so. Everybody that wears Irish Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter does not hate black people. They might not. They are missing what's going on in the world right now. They are missing where history is taking us. But I can't make the leap that if you wear an Irish Lives Matter, you are for the oppression of black people. Well, now if you're wearing something,
the reason they have the Irish Lives Matter is a very serious issue because they closed all the bars. So you
got
what that shirt is.
I understand. But I would argue because we value Irish lives is why we've closed the bars, Joe.
We're trying to save them from themselves.
Yes. Yeah, you know what? Listen, I mean, again, I think there's bigger fish to fry. I can't get that upset at Walmart for this because I'm not looking at – because it's not a swastika. It's not a Confederate flag.
Yeah, right. But the thing about it is, let's compare it to the Confederate flags. We're not going to sell shirts with the Confederate flags. That could be debatable because, once again, whether you like it or not, a heritage thing, you know, and we're not going to sell, well, you know, it's a heritage thing, who cares? You're trying to make a buck. The bare essence is you're trying to make a buck over somebody, over something that people can consider a heritage thing. You're trying to make a dollar off of something that people consider a heritage thing. With these shirts, you're trying to make a buck off of something that's a cause for your own gain. Not the cause's gain, but for your own gain.
Would you wear any of the other Lives Matter shirts, whether it be Blue Lives, Homeless Lives? Would you wear any of those?
I would, but the thing about it is that it's, you know, you feel that it's not for the cause's gain. It's the money is not going to the cause. It's going to the corporate entity that's selling the shirt. If you feel that you believe in that cause that much, so be it. Then you buy the shirt. It's your philosophy behind purchasing the garments.
Out of any of those shirts, I have considered, but before this story, I have considered, you know what, maybe I'll wear a Black Lives Matter shirt, because I get it now. I didn't always get it. I used to be all lives matter, but I get it now. As Joe likes to say, we're evolving. Yeah, we're evolving. I have evolved on that. But to Joe's point, I have thought about that. Go, yeah, I'd wear a Black Lives Matter shirt, but I don't know if I want to give it to a corporate entity. But how do I, like, what do I do? Give it to a black guy selling it on the street? I don't know how that works. I don't know how, like, I could, like, support the cause by doing more than the shirt. So I'm a little, you know, part of me is like, well, I should ask my black friends, where do you get your Black Lives Matter shirt? But then, am I being that guy? It's very hard to be that white guy.
Look at you. Oh, I want to find a shirt for the cause. The guy that runs around the fucking Coliseum parking lot like a fucking bloodhound to find a $10 fucking Motley Crue shirt.
Well, yeah, Joe, I've supported Motley Crue. I bought the $300 ticket. Now I want to get a cheap shirt. I haven't donated to Black Lives Matter, so I want to donate by buying a cheap shirt.
Well, say that it was the NAACP selling the Black Lives Matter shirts, or Howard University, something. You know,
that would be better. But then, do I want to pay $25 for a shirt? But then again, I did for the Muhammad Ali thing. I bought a shirt. You know what? Yeah, all right. That's what I should say. I should see if the NAACP website has it. Something like that's a good idea. Because I don't need
the Southern Law Poverty Center, or you know, something like that.
You know? I mean, you know,
if you want to make sure, like, if there were Blue Lives Matter T-shirts and you believe
PBA.
That, if say the money was going to your local PBA,
yeah.
Okay, well then you know that you're not just paying the treacherous Walton family more money that they don't deserve because they don't pay their workers. okay, do that, but you know. You can find places where the money is going someplace worthy. You just have to be willing to do the research.
So what we're saying is the NAACP needs a merch table. That's what we're saying.
Perhaps.
So if I buy a Black Lives Matter shirt the way I buy my concert T-shirt from like one black person who whips it out from underneath his ball sack, am I still supporting the cause? Yeah, I feel like that's a gray area.
Well, that black T-shirt vendor's lives matter.
So I'm supporting the cause. I'm supporting that one black person.
But what if that person is actually just really tan, and you were duped, and they're Hispanic? What do you do now?
I can tell the difference, Pip. Thank you.
Can you?
Yeah. I have eyes. I have eyes. Stupid. And I live in the Northeast. I am well aware of other people's ethnicities. It's not like I'm going down to like I don't know some part of the country. Not like I'm going to Idaho and like everybody with a tan is the same.
He could be Puerto Rican, and you need to see his family tree to see exactly how much African heritage does he have.
Pip, I can tell the difference between a Puerto Rican and a black person. Thank you very much.
Can you?
Yes, Pip, I can. The Puerto Ricans are very good at catching paper towels when thrown to them. That's how I make all my decisions.
Oh!
Joe didn't like that at all. Joe's sitting there stoic. He thought it was a damn fine toss. Why are we making fun of him?
I could just see you at one of the rallies. You get pissed off because they took the hose out and hit the merch table with it as you were about to go up there. Oh, man. Can I get another buck off because this is wet?
That's a good point. I shouldn't have to buy a wet shirt. I should get a discount. That's a good point.
You should. Look, you're not $2 off. I'll take it right now.
Yeah, that's a fine point. That's a good point.
$2 is a good negotiating point on that. Yeah, why not?
Cheapest concert shirt I ever got was Nickelback. The guy's like $10 after the show.
Shake him.
Yeah.
Can you just take
good.
This?
Nickelback's a very good band.
Yeah. Okay. We've
God, we gotta end the show now.
We've
no one is going to listen to anything we have to say for the rest of the show.
We went through all these controversial stories, and now we're getting a big argument because
Nickelback.
Joe's trying to unite the audience against him. Very often, the people on the right wing are like, "Applaud Joe! Yeah, he's our hero." Now everybody's like, "Fuck Joe!"
They're like, "What? What just happened?"
I just figured it out. How Donald Trump could get his supporters to turn on him. I just figured it out because a lot of the bands, like the latest band, like Tom Petty, doesn't want Donald Trump playing his music. The Rolling Stones. Donald Trump for the convention at Jacksonville should trot out Nickelback. And then even the Trump supporters go, that's it. It's a bridge too far. You could shoot somebody on Main Street. You could fuck up COVID-19. But you're trotting out Nickelback? Too far.
I think there was an incident with, I don't know if it was Trump or somebody using a Nickelback song. I don't know if they were upset about it or whatever, but somebody did use a Nickelback song.
I actually like two of their songs. I'm sorry.
You know who used the nickel?
I think they're very good.
I'll tell you who used the Nickelback song. Hillary Clinton. And that's where it all went downhill. That's why she lost Michigan and Wisconsin. She trotted out Nickelback.
That's funny.
Those 77,000 votes over three.
That was the story.
The 77,000 votes over three states, it was because she came out to Nickelback one day. I want to be a rock star. And everybody said, no, Hillary, no, you don't. Put on your pantsuit and get the fuck out of here. We're voting Trump 2016. That's what happened.
Yeah, and next thing you know, this millennial protesting around Chad Kroger's house.
They're not wearing pussy hats. They're not wearing pussy hats. They're wearing Nickelback shirts.
Yeah,
which some would say is the same thing, but I will not say that. All right, very good. Let's Let's take our break. I know we were going to do a little curmudgeonly philosophy. We'll push that off because Pip has these philosophies. Let's do some scamming scammers with Carolyn after the break. But before the break, we have new music from The Perfumers with Automatic Girl and Molly Ama with Say. And you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. We will be right back.